You're listening to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, at the final Friday of Celtic Connections in Glasgow. And there's all sorts of things going on backstage here. It's getting really interesting. And we're right in the middle of things, as you can hear, I hope, at the late night sessions at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, where the music will be going on well beyond 12:30 and Radio 3's bedtime for World on Three. The music is going to be going on till 3 in the morning. And probably a good bit beyond. But next, we are going to welcome up to the stage a frequent visitor to this side of the Atlantic, and somebody who has gained a fantastic following for her wonderful songs. And she's joined tonight by Tanya Elizabeth, a former member of the Ducks, who have also visited the festival in past years. She'll be accompanying on fiddle. But we have... joining us just on stage just now, would you please welcome one of the festival's doyens and another New Orleans native, Mary Gauthier. Now, I know that there's not much plugging in to be done, but everything is it's done on a knife edge here as we change around huge big bands to single artists and back up again. And sometimes it can get a bit interesting, like last night. We now all know what the French for "I cannot hear my banjo" is. N'est pas de banjo has been my Facebook status all day, but I don't think we're going to have anything of that, and certainly not with Mary, who I think is now happily plugged in and set up. Mary, it's lovely to have you here at the festival.
It's great to be here, but I can't hear my banjo.
Ah yes, but I think you have something rather special lined up for us. I'm not going to give it away, but there's been negotiations going on backstage. Mary, I know that you're a New Orleans native, but really, you're a Nashville girl, really, as far as music goes.
Well, yeah, I'm a songwriter with emphasis on the lyrics most of the time. And I've been in Nashville since 2001. And I'm talking to you, but I know I have people out there, so I'm going to have to look back and forth. So I've been in Nashville since 2001, and I really love it. There's 30,000 or more songwriters there. And no matter how good I get, there's going to be a whole lot of people a whole lot better than me, and it keeps me on my toes.
Now, you've referred to a lot of the singers that inspire you as truth tellers. How important is it to you that people give away a little bit of themselves in the songs that they write and they share with people?
Well, that's what I like, you know. That's what I'm drawn to. I like Tears and the Beers country songs, and I like people to tell me a little bit about myself that I didn't know before I heard the song. So oftentimes it's about the lyrics.
The other thing is, I read that you ran a restaurant for a while, and I have this thing that musicians are also foodies. Why is it that these two things go hand in hand so often, do you think?
What better way is there to express love? Food and music, right?
Well, we'll let you satisfy at least one of these appetites this evening and get on with the music. Once again, Tanya Elizabeth and Mary Gauthier.
How you doing over there? Something's not working. Can you hear your banjo? Good to go?
Good to go.
All right. Thanks, Ian. It's only live radio. Dead air is not. All right. Well, we build ourselves as Louisiana people, so we're going to play a Louisiana song. This is called Burning the Sugar Cane. Right about Christmas time every year, the sugar cane in South Louisiana is ready to go. It's an important crop down there. 30% of the sugar consumed in the United States of America is grown in the form of sugar cane in South Louisiana. That's why we're so fat, too. they burn that cane down to get the cheapest way to market. And the smoke and the soot and the ash can create a little bit of a mess when there's that much fire going on. So this is a bit of a protest song. Ready?
Thank you.
I said, we're doing two or three. And they go... Get home at 5:30, fix his drink and sit down in his chair. Pick a fight with mama, complain about us kids getting in his hair. At night he'd sit alone and smoke, I'd see his frown behind his lighter's flame. That same frown's in my mirror. I've got my daddy's blood inside my veins. Fish swim, birds fly, daddy's yell, mama's cry. Old men sit and think. Chicken TV dinner, 6 minutes on defrost, three on high. Beer to wash it down with, another, then some whiskey on the side. It ain't so bad along here. It don't bother me that every night's the same. I don't need another lover hanging around trying to make me change. Fish swim, birds fly, lovers leave by and by. Old men sit and think. What I am, but I don't. Give a damn. Fish swim, birds fly. Well, you know, we travel around the world a lot, and there's not many nights where we run into a tuba player hanging around. And we just couldn't resist the temptation to borrow Jason here. Jason Jerzak. New Orleans is the only place in the world that I know of where you can walk around at 3 in the morning and stumble into an all-tuba orchestra on the street. It's an amazing city. If you haven't been there, you gotta see it before you die. jazz funeral combined with the Book of Ezekiel married to Johnny Cash. The parade of souls marches across the sky. They're heathen like bed and blue as they march by. While the all-stars play, when the saints go marching in, till the second line forms, they wave white Yankees in the wind. Now Satchmo takes his solo, flashes that million-dollar smile. Marie Laveau promenades with Oscar Wilde. Big Funky Stella twirls a little red umbrella to the beat. As the solar parade winds its way down Eternity Street, in the streets at sundown. Spy boy meets spy boy, big chief meets big chief of town. Yeah, they circle and sway in rainbow colored feathers and leaves. They prance like peacocks, children of slavery free. Oh, brother, in the Flambeau dancers light the walkway to Lucky Pierre's. They're having a party tonight. All the girls will be there, sipping wormwood concoctions, drinking absinthe, talking trash. It's a red carpet, black tie, all night celestial black.
Very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome to Celtic Connections 2012. Please put your hands together and welcome on stage Tim O'Brien.
And I'm not Daryl Scott. I might sing a song of his own.
I'm working on a log jam, anything that flows. Working in the kitchen, chopping with a knife, fiber, washing dishes all of my life. Working in the morning and the afternoon, bringing in the harvest underneath the moon. I got two hands, the back got strong, I put them in a rhythm, singing working man song. I've been working since the dawn of time, anybody working is a friend of mine. I'm working in the library, reading the law. I'm working with the papers, the brushes, and the pens. Finish up a job and starting again. I kiss my woman goodbye, I'm leaving soon. I'm working at a square dance, playing fiddle too. I'm working on a big rig, hands on a wheel, loading up a trailer with the 3 tons of steel. Yeah, I got two hands, the back got strong. I put them in the rhythm, sing a working man's song. I've been working since the dawn of time. Anybody working is a friend of mine. I'm working on a ledger, got a rope around me, not a keep them falling off the edge. I'm working in the garden, I'm trimming up the trees. I'm pulling up the rows, I'm pulling up the weeds. Working in the schoolhouse, working on the news. Working in the honky-tonk, singing the blues. I'm working in a hospital, filling out forms. I'm setting broken bones, helping baby be born. Yeah, I got two hands, the back is strong. I've been working since the dawn of time. Anybody working is a friend of mine. Got the wrinkles on my face, that's the price I pay for running this race. Saving up my wages, I put them in the bank. I'm paying on the mortgage, I'm filling the tank. Saving up for college for a rainy day. I'm revving up a chill and keep on working away. I do what I can to keep the wolf from the door. I'm working like my father and his father before. Yeah, I got two hands, my back is strong. I put them in a rhythm, sing a working man's song. I've been working since the dawn of time. Anybody working is a friend of mine. You're all friends of mine.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. I'm really sorry that Daryl Scott couldn't be here. He's mourning his father's death, and he's doing okay with it and everything. It was. But he couldn't come. We miss him. Here's a song, that last one and this next one are from a record called Chicken and Egg. And this is a song about children and parents and Adam and Eve. And, you know, the parents set up the rules and then the kids like to see what happens if they break the rules. God set up the rules for Adam and Eve, and then you know what happened. And he said, you ate the apple, told you not to eat the apple. How many times did I tell you? Your friend the serpent, if he said jump off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff too? Was poison and made you lose your mind. When you pass judgment, leave paradise behind. You see good and evil, everywhere is right or wrong. You can't be satisfied, no, you can't get along. You ate the apple, I told you not to eat the apple. How many times did I tell you? What were you thinking? Well, didn't you know you had it made living here in the garden? So you ate the apple. You had to taste forbidden fruit. You had to look behind the curtain. Well, it used to be simple. Feel shame. Now you know too much. It's never gonna be the same. Instead of laying here in the shade, you're gonna toil out in the sun. You got a whole new set of rules. It used to be just one. You ate the apple. I told you not to eat the apple. How many times did I tell you? Some clothes on. If you're gonna try to dress yourself, you're gonna need more than a fig leaf. When you have your own kids, You can make up your own rules, but right now, don't cry to me. Because the fruit was poison, it made you lose your mind. When you pass judgment, you leave paradise behind. You see good and evil, everywhere is right or wrong. You can't be satisfied, no, you can't get along. You ate the apple, I told you not to eat the apple. How many times did I tell you?
Thank you.
I want to thank Jimmy and Joan Lim for lending me a guitar today. This is a very nice guitar, I might add, made right here in Glasgow. And I'm going to do a song from, I'm going to attempt a song from Woody Guthrie. It's his 100th birth year. His birthday would be in July, but I'm celebrating his music all this year in lots of different ways. And I got to put some of his words that had no known music to it, to some music. I'll try to render that for you. Well, the sun jumped up in the middle of the east at 5:15 this morning. And the wife jumped up to feed the kids at 5:15 this morning. The sun jumped up in the middle of the east, and the wife jumped up in the middle of the bed, and I jumped up in the middle of a dream at 5:15 this morning. Well, the woman got the kid all fed by 6:15 this morning. I had done made up our bed at 6:15 this morning. Well, the baby played on dancing feet, and a woman stirred up a bite to eat. But that dream still pounded in my head. 5:15 this morning, 6:15, I guess. Well, I walked to work and the sun got warm at 7:15 this morning. I held my lunch pail under my arm at 7:15 this morning. That dream kept ringing in my ear, and getting plainer and coming clear, getting bigger and drawing near at 7:15 this morning. You know how some dreams are at 8:15 this morning. You can't remember what they are at 8:15 this morning. Well, I scratch my head at the factory gate, I run to keep from being late, and the clock said 15 after 8 at 8:15 this morning. So I waved at the boss and I talked to my friends at 9:15 this morning. Fishing around inside my brain at 9:15 this morning. I seen my dream like a haze or a snatch or a flame from some old fiery match, but the rest of the dream I could not catch at 9:15 this morning. At 15 minutes after 10, at 10:15 this morning, I told my troubles to all my friends at 10:15 this morning. I told them my dream was as plain as day, and how it run like a rabbit away. They said, keep trying if it takes all day at 10:15 this morning. In the world, the mandolin. And I've been playing this all week with the Transatlantic fellers and girls, and this is Home. I'll do one from Daryl Scott, and Daryl and I wrote this together. Sort of about, you know, where we are. We are just kind of traveling through this life together. Got to help each other out while we can, you know? Better than, even if you don't know each other, you can sort of be friendly to one another, you know? Give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Stepping into the here and now, I'm not sure just where I'm going, but I'm gonna get there anyhow. I got this far with no direction. I follow my nose to where I stand. My heart's still strong and I know I'll make it. Sit right down in the promised land. Sister, come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but to give you your bliss have I'd hide. When you left me in the springtime, so many questions in my mind. Summertime came, you left me waiting. Not one answer will I find. But I saw you on the Rocky Mountains. I felt you on the Great North Sea. It's a lonesome road I had to travel. You will always be with me. Brother, come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you. Even this hell I'd hide. And someday they will love again. People come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you. Even less have I to hide. People come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. To the here and now, I'm not sure just where I'm going, but I'm gonna get there anyhow. Thank you. Dale wrote this song about the banjo, the history of the banjo, and you know, one of the things that you're taught in school is the banjo, in the States anyway, is that the banjo is the one truly American instrument. But Pete Seeger was kind enough to set us straight on that and teach us that the banjo really came from Africa, and really American music would be much less rich if it weren't for the influence of the African population that moved there as slaves. And this is about the banjo and about the guys that played it. And it's called Banjo Clark. banjo ring. It would ring out for the master, listening on the hill. It would ring out for the baby, sleeping quiet and still. Round and round, old Joe Clark, around and around, I say. Round and round, old Joe Clark, until the break of day. Ring out for the babies listening on the hill. the one about the guy that works at another Joe. It's a song about Joes. It's a song about another Joe works in the graveyard. It's kind of a sad place, but he just works there, you know. To him, it's just a job. Sale after the show, you know, just for people who still want to buy that kind of thing. People don't know that nobody wants those anymore. CDs, no, music's still good, isn't it? It's just a lot of different ways to get it. But if you like to hold it in your hand, a CD is a good thing. The music's not really the CD, though. The music's just out there. Last year at this time, I was supposed to be on the transatlantic sessions show. I got to one of the shows, but I had to leave early because my father-in-law was about to die. He was facing his last days, and I got back in time to say goodbye to him. Really glad I did. And he'd been in failing health for a long time, and the way it is, you kind of. The same thing with my dad when he died about 3 years ago. You kind of try it. You think you're getting ready for it because you know he's sick or whatever. You know he's, you know, they're old, and you say goodbye to him every time you see him. You never know if you're going to get to talk to him again. And then when, you know, you think you might be ready, and then when it happens, you're still in shock. And then you sort of realize that you're the next one up on the, in the line. You know, you're the next generation. It's like the clock, you know, the clock's moving. The time's moving, but all of a sudden it clicks to the next minute. That's what's happening. But when my dad was, he'd been missing my mom for the last several years of his life, but she died before him. And I'd go visit him and talk and stuff, and I always enjoyed it and everything, but I'd send him letters or whatever and call him. This is a song about sort of, you know, missing your children, or, you know, missing your parent, and about that, that passage into the next, you kind of, all of a sudden you're the next generation. It's called Letter in the Mail. Your letter in the mail, throwing off my sense of scale. Felt you touch my heart today. The postmark says you're far away, across the fields and deserts wide, some mountains and the western sky. Out where the sun sets on the sea, so very far away from me. Shadows fall upon my hand, moving west across the land. You're only halfway through your day when I put my dinner dish away. As lonely as I've ever been, I long to hear your voice again. Called you just to let you know that I miss you and I love you so. Just to read those words, I love you, Dad. I'm done. That's the signal. So I'm going to do one more song and sing another, make a dedication to a guy who was 100 years old, or would have been, this last year. That's Bill Monroe, father of bluegrass music. And I'm going to play a song on the fiddle that he used to sing every day. And then you're going to get a little break, and then Mary Gauthier is going to come up, and then there's going to be a little jam session. So, just so you know, don't worry. There's lots more music. Synthesized a lot of different kinds of music, a lot of different parts of American music, the blues and the old fiddle tunes and ballads from this part of the world, and kind of put it all together into what we call bluegrass music. And a lot of harmony singing, gospel music, and the fiddle and the voice were kind of they sort of had a counterpoint going on a lot through the music. This is called Working on a Building, and thank you very much. I'll be out there during the break if anybody wants to get a CD autographed or just say hello. And like I say, I'll be back at the end of Mary's show.
I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord.
It's a Holy Ghost bed. It's a Holy Ghost bed. Hallelujah. It's a Holy Ghost bed. And oh my Lord, oh my Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Perry Goshe and Tanya Elizabeth.
He'd get home at 5:30, fix his drink and sit down in his chair.
Get you can do. Put your hands in pockets. Try to get through the distance between the daylight and the dark. Themselves down like forgotten soldiers or old wedding gowns in closets unopened in graves without any marks. As the night curtains lower behind the rooftops, shadows dance across the sidewalks. Off of the houses like pieces of art. Your mind is reeling as the sky is changing all your fear. You're rearranging the rest of your life like lines on an old sailor's chart. The distance between the daylight.
Kitchen sink. I swore I'd let you.
cars and faded limousines. I struggle through my own parades, coffee cups and clowns. Oh, I can't keep up with parades. I keep falling down, but I saw your reflection in a cigarette machine. Christmas next to a steam train with that sparkle in his eye. I think my heart took a leap and I may have fallen in love with this guy. I poked around and found out that when a hobo dies, they never say he died. They say he caught the westbound. In their hands. computers in their laps. Checking their emails, updating their Facebook status, staying in touch the modern way. Very ancient spirit inside of them called wanderlust. Old steam train Maury died last night. His wife Wanda was by his side. He caught the westbound out of here, up the high irons to the by and by. They say he jumped a thousand trains, rode a million miles for free, helped out at VA hospitals and penitentiaries. Dandy Dave and rusty nails and sweet lady and sugar cane. Dead-eyed Kate and the baloney kid raised their cups tonight in old steam train's name. Senators and congressmen, puppets on a string. Among windswept vagabonds, steam train was king to last. Thank you.
nice to be at Celtic Connections again. It's starting to feel like coming home. It's been a great couple of days seeing all the wonderful musicians and going to lots of shows and meeting folks at the hotel lobby for conversation and just really enjoying our time here. I guess I could tell you a little story here. I traveled the world. I've been around in circles now for about 10 years on the road. And very early on, I had the great fortune of touring with the amazing American songwriter Guy Clark. And he's one of the best. People ask me oftentimes in interviews, how do you know when a song is done? And I say, it's done if I'm willing to play it in front of Guy Clark. And not until then. But one time I had done a really long tour in Europe and in the UK, almost 2.5 months, and I went back home and immediately to Texas and opened a show for Guy in a city called Fort Worth, which I didn't know at the time is a very close city to the prison where the character of this next song was executed. I was in my European anti-death penalty frame of mind. Kind of like what happened to Natalie Maines at Shepherd's Bush when she was in her European anti-Bush frame of mind. You sort of forget the ramifications of that in Texas and in an awful lot of other parts of America. So I opened the show for Guy in Fort Worth, and I gave this long story having to do with being against the death penalty, and the room kind of went quiet. It was a really full hall of people drinking a lot, and I could sense that the women were trying to slowly calm down the men who were getting more and more angry at me the more I talked, and because of jet lag, I couldn't totally wrap my mind around what was happening. As I started to play this song, I felt like there was an outside chance a bottle could get thrown at my head. And ever since then, I don't need a guitar stand. I always just have my case open behind me. In case things take a turn for the worse really fast, I can just get out, which is what I had to do that night. And I'll never forget it. This is a story song about a woman who lived and died in Texas. She was executed a few miles outside of Fort Worth. She was the first woman executed in America since Ethel Rosenberg, and she received a lot of publicity because she was a woman, attractive, articulate, and interestingly, a born-again Christian. And she had people on the far right, in addition to the old school anti-death penalty people on the far left, trying to get then Governor Bush to stay the execution. But of course he didn't. And oddly enough, Pat Robertson, the embarrassing American export evangelist, came out in support of the stay of execution. Might be one of the few things he ever said that I agreed with. This is the story of Carla Faye. It goes like this. She came down, down, down to Children, and she's been playing ever since. She's toured the world. She was virtually a teenager when she toured China playing her instrument, and she's been on the road endlessly since then. Interestingly, she has a custom-made violin. It's a five-string fiddle. As you probably already know, most fiddles have four. strings, and she's got that extra string, which is a low C. It gives the feeling of a cello or a viola, which makes my sad songs even sadder. Which, of course, I like, because to me, there's something uplifting about singing the blues. It's a paradox, and I know everybody doesn't feel that way. In fact, I can tell when we look out sometimes that there's people who don't feel that way at all. And I know that sometimes if people come to my show on a blind date, it can be a deal breaker for that relationship. But nonetheless, I wouldn't let a night go by without having Tanya play a song. She's going to play us a French-Canadian fiddle tune. Her father's side of the family is French-Canadian. In fact, he's here tonight. Daniel Baronet is here, and he's visiting us from Montreal. And so she's going to play this tune in French. Are you ready? Let it go. About a year ago, when we were thinking about doing a tribute to the wonderful gentleman who first brought me to Glasgow, Mr. Billy Kelly. You guys may remember the big country festival that he put on, and he was very, very generous with me when I first got started, and I had nothing going on. He'd bring me over and saying, we're going to make it work, we're going to make it work. And he was a very, very enthusiastic music man. What a loss to have lost him. And I believe it was 5 years ago now. So we want to remember him tonight and dedicate this final song to his wonderful memory and all of the seeds he planted in this town that are growing now. Certainly I'm one of them. This is a song that was inspired by three things. I'm from New Orleans, so it's got some jazz funeral. My favorite book of the Bible is the book of Ezekiel. And of course, you couldn't have a finale without a little Johnny Cash in it. So those three things collided. This is a prayer for the souls of the departed. And it's also been a lucky song for me. Jimmy Buffett recorded it. And now I drive a good car. thank you all for joining us. And Tanya and Tim both have CDs at the back table. Of course, I do as well. We're happy to sign for you after we finish this. God bless y'all. Thanks for being here. We'll be right back. Down there called the House of the Rising Sun. No, I'm just kidding. It was called St. Vincent's Infants, Women and Infants Home. And something about getting propelled on the day you're born into a situation like that makes it hard to stop moving, and I find myself constantly wanting to go. And I don't know who my dad is or my heritage, or where I come from. And so this song occurred to me one night that goodbye could have been my family name. And it just sort of poured out. It goes like this. She let go.
through like thunder. I pass through like rain. Passed out from under. Goodbye could have been my family name. Every time I settle down, it happens. I get restless, feeling I can't control. So I move through like thunder. I move through like rain. Moving out from under. Goodbye could have been my family name. I can't break free of the winds that blow me. They roll in like a Gulf Coast hurricane. I like to stay now. Push through like fun. I'll push through like rain. Push down from under. Goodbye could have been my family name. I'll push through like fun. I'll push through like rain. She don't give a damn what those people say. Cane smoke can't be good for you when you breathe it every day. Every year at harvest time, when the black swan filled the sky, she pick me up, she take me home. Sugar mill, all the
They sink into a poison pit. It's gonna take forever. Very good thing.